See that clock on the wall?
Yeah.
5 minutes from now, you're not gonna believe what I've told you.
His past is a mystery, but his work is already a legend. He wrote and produced his first film at 14. In the years since then, he wrote and produced so many others that he once tried to deposit with us.
Talking on the tape. Drop-ins on the line. They go all the time.
Talking on the tape with them, falling asleep. His name is Mac. Can you believe
he has no other name?
Imagine,
captain of the movies. Makes me feel quite funny, and we both do sometimes.
That is so funny. I wanna be a life host. Walking out in public, yeah. I come across the dope, I think he knows who I am.
Hiya, you're Paul Mack. I call you a lion.
Fine, I wanna be a lion. My co-host.
Imagine.
I wanna be a line host.
Wonderful.
My name is Mac. And one day I'll be back. Oh no, no.
No, this can't really be happening. It all ended. It's all supposed to be stopped now. He was supposed to have given up his torrid reign of magnetic manipulation. He was supposed to be safe. But it's coming from there again. He's doing it again!
It's alive. 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 It's alive.
From a place! Under the clever guise of painstakingly edited audio masterpieces produced and compiled for the sole purpose of unselfishly entertaining, without significant charge from local areas, all of the phoning public equally and without bias, just because he likes to do it out of the goodness and generosity of his big heart, plus he's a funny little guy, when really his only thought is to plug his own latest celluloid manifestation of massively scammed creativity and artistic efforts, whose glory he plans to wallow in monocratically in front of all the people he expects to sucker into showing up at its premiere by starting the stupid phone line thing again, which, in his own words, he wouldn't waste the time or energy creating the shows for if it weren't for all the losers who have no other life except to glue themselves to the earpiece of a telephone and worship anyone even remotely associated with running a line, merely to round up his next viewing audience, where all the amusement and production quality was shoveled out like so much steaming heaps of oozing brilliance in the form of the movie line,
which set the standard for telephone entertainment production quality.
Now comes the pinnacle of phone frivolity, fun, philanthropy, lunacy, and just plain stuff. It's the new helpful housemate, Picture Phone, at 761-3330.
Now wait a minute. Now just where the hell is this place, anyhow?
Deep within the bowels of a tiny, tiny flickering universe, suspended in the gaseous vacuum of spatial solitude, at the very inner center of a man's mind. Huh? Oh, sorry. That tiny, tiny flickering universe is that man's mind. No, where was I? at the very inner center of a man's mind is located the place we affectionately call Paul Mack Presents...
Not just any movie line, but Paul Mack's movie line. At 761-3330. Here you'll get all the movie facts. Just the facts.
Well, hello there, my name's Paul Mack.
Oh, Malmo.
I'm glad to admit I'm back.
Oh, Malmo.
And although I've been gone a while.
Oh, Malmo.
I'll try to provide a smile.
Oh, Malmo.
Gee, the phone lines, they've gone through some changes.
Oh,
and the octave of my voice down ranges.
Oh, Malmo.
But I hope you will feel at home.
Oh, Malmo.
Listening here on my picture phone. Thank you.
Oh, Malmo.
Well, here we are on picture phone at 761-3330. Gee, it's been a long time.
Oh, Malmo.
I wonder what kind of rowdy varmints we could round up on this tape.
Oh, Malmo.
Oh, Paul, you smeghead. Are you still calling it picture phone after all this time?
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you over and over. The title does not work. It sounds like a failed experiment by the phone company.
Wait a minute.
Find some other name or something, you know, like cinema phone, you know,
yeah.
That works.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Can't use movie phone, though.
Oh, yeah? You can find another line to call, buddy.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, get out.
That's all from here, later on.
Yeah, you're gone. Let me just tell you something, folks. This guy's crazy. Let me just say, Mike, I'm going to do a phone thing right now, and I'm going to call some people up, and we're going to do a survey and see if they like cinema phone or picture phone, because I know my idea is better, and everybody likes my idea, so hold on a minute. I had to shoot the piano player. Let's call up, shall we? All right, here we go. Let me get this in order here. There's the old telephone numbers here. All right, don't you hate the old system of having to dial like this? All right, let's see what we got here. What better authority to ask about a subject like this than Mr. Forrest Ackerman himself. Yes, sir, Forrest Ackerman, who is doing a cameo in my new film. Let's see if he's home here, folks. We've only got so much time to kill.
Who dares disturb the sleep of the vampire?
Certainly not me.
Oh, Madonna, now you stop that right now. You stop that, Madonna, and then enough of that. Madonna, well, truth to tell, this is Forrest J. Ackerman.
Yeah.
And if you leave your name, date, and a helpful hint as to what it is you want together with your telephone number, I'll get back to you as soon as I get Madonna, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So up and away and have a good day from Forrest J.
Forrest J. Ackerman, how do you like that? Well, Mr. Ackerman, this is Paul Mack calling in. I just had a quick question for you, and we're doing a little survey here on my telephone line, and I wanted to know if you prefer picture phone or cinema phone. Hey, if anybody just gets bored, you can always hang up.
Not all girls are endowed by nature with a full fashionable bust, but listen to what the Bonomo Home Course on Bust Culture did for Lynn Lambert.
I found a new personality when I found the secret of an alluring figure. I was so undeveloped and lonesome until I took the Bonomo course in bust culture.
Mr. Bonomo has guided many Hollywood personalities and cover girls in molding beautiful bodies. And remember, you take this course at home in the privacy of your own boudoir. It's safe, it's easy, and it costs so little. Don't let another day go by without finding out what this wonderful course can do for you.
Well, congratulations, Paul. Glad to hear you're bringing picture phone back, or the movie line, whatever you're going to be calling it. Hey, this is Bob Observatory, and I have a comment to make, which is movies, big budget movies, you know? It takes an awful lot of people out there to go see a big budget movie before that big budget movie makes any money. And seeing as how a couple of really big budget movies are being made this summer, I think everyone should go out and contribute to my income by seeing all these big budget movies at least 5 times. Because you see, unless a movie grosses 5 times what it costs to make it, it really doesn't make any money for the studio, which means I'm unemployed unless you go see, like, Terminator 2 5 times, Rocketeer. You could see that 5 times. I'm sure it's a good movie. But, you know, there have been a couple of movies that I've worked on recently that I think you really should go see because of goddamn, none of my movies have been doing real well at the box office. So why don't you go check out Rambling Rose, which will be coming out this September. That stars Laura Dern and Robert Duvall, and it's about some slut who dies of breast cancer, but it's a good movie. It's kind of like Driving Miss Daisy meets Happy Hooker. And what else have I worked on? Oh, there was a cartoon called Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest. It's a big-budget 20th Century Fox animated feature. It's about someone who kills all the trees, and Tinkerbell comes and saves them all. Kind of reminiscent of walking down Hollywood Boulevard and stepping on a weed. Just the point I'm trying to make is that if you really want to help us studio folks out, you need to go catch these movies over and over and over again. Otherwise, there won't be any more movies for you to see. Which just brings up another point, which is maybe we should stop making such big budget movies and concentrate on smaller ones for a while, because of these big budget bonanzas aren't everything they're cut up to be. They look good on the screen, I'll admit, but don't know that they're really good for the wallets of the studios. But that's it for now. This has been Bob the Rebob. Talk to you all later. Ta-ta for now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello there. Doing a little survey right now. Hello? Well, I just have a quick question for you. Picture phone or cinema phone, which works better for you?
Picture phone or cinema phone?
Yeah, just pick one and I'll be out of your life forever.
Picture.
What's that?
Picture.
Picture phone.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Love you. Hey, let me tell you. There you have it. Picture phone, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know that guy.
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust? Dust?
Yup. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
This is Christy. Well done, Helm. It's 11:37, Thursday, May 23rd. And I went and saw Truth or Dare the other evening, and boy, oh boy. You know, I was just sitting here reading my Ogden Nash book, and I stumbled across this poem, this little ditty. I like to call it a ditty that Ogden Nash threw down, called Reflection on a Wicked World. Are y'all ready? Here it goes. Purity is obscurity. Which leads me to my film review. Madonna. Boy, oh boy. You know, I gotta say, even if you don't like Madonna's music, you gotta respect her image and her marketing of herself. I mean, she's really not a traditionally attractive woman, but she can really look beautiful at times. You look at her and you, I don't know, it's really amazing to me. I especially think she looks good in the black and white, which this movie is all done. It's all shot black and white, except for, like, there's concert footage that's shot in color. It has sort of a grainy effect, sort of like a home movie. It's really, really interesting. I'm not saying anything right now, so let me try and say something. I really liked this movie. I liked the image that Madonna presented. The only thing I didn't like about it was trying to act like it was totally improvised, and it really, I mean, I don't think she could possibly always act like, I mean, she's like always on. No one is always on, except for me, of course, and, well, maybe Paul Mack. But that's beside the point. Anyway, this message is getting too long. Even I'm getting bored of myself. So I'm just going to bid adieu to ya and ya and ya, and say that I'm, you know, so pleased that Picture Phone is back here, and boy, I've missed you so. And, you know, William Wilde, all you kids, Dave, the Galactic Hitchhiker, all you kids, boy, glad to be back with the usual band of idiots. You kids have a good day, and Camino to you. Bye.
It's the end of a wonderful song.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas? Sleigh bells? Snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier to fly.
He can fly.
He can fly.
He flew.
Now you try.
It's getting to me. It's trying my patience, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did I correct the mention?
Yeah.
William!
Paul Mack.
What are you doing there, buddy?
Well, at the moment, I'm probably suffering and working and being pleasure to death. So.
Pleasure to death?
Yeah, and having a hard choice, too, making up my mind.
Now, can you just feel a little up for just about a moment here?
Oh, God.
Now, pleasure to death, I know you won't have any problem filling up, but can't you?
Tell me, are we already on tape?
Just about.
Don't give me that just about, Paul. I've seen you lie to people through your teeth. No, the tape's not on yet. You and Dave both. I've seen it.
I stand through my teeth. Wait.
I got the taped evidence of you actually saying, no, the tape's not on.
All right.
All right, what are you looking for, Paul?
I'm looking for trouble.
The lousiest phone in the world to do a voice bit.
What is?
Well, this phone I'm on.
That's all right.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm looking for trouble. I just need to know. I couldn't find anybody home, so I thought I'd just ask you, Mr. William Wilde, what's the deal? I mean, picture phone or cinema phone? Talk to me.
I've had a little time to think about this, Paul, and, you know, and I know how strongly you feel about it and everything, man, but, you know, given my long history in the entertainment business and the fact that I'm fairly cognizant of marketing trends and how things generally work overall in terms of consumers and their points of view and what makes them part with their hard-earned time and money, personally, I think picture phone sucks.
Yeah? What? What are you talking about here? Picture phone? What do you mean picture phone sucks?
CinemaScope, you had a good idea there, Paul, you know what I mean? Back in the old days when you came up with the idea of CinemaScope,
CinemaScope! I'm going to fire this guy.
I think it was really a good... Well, of course, you're aging, and as you get older, sometimes it's hard to come up with really good ideas. It's hard just to get up at all.
Wait a minute. Pop Wild, I'm aging?
Well, it's obvious from the diminished output on part of your mental facilities, and certainly not to mention your somewhat lame sense of humor.
I called you to get this kind of ridiculing over the phone. What the hell are you doing to me here?
Well, it's true. I admit you could have called a complete stranger and get exactly the same amount of respect and admiration. But
all right, well, wait till you make.
You know, you took the time to call me. Yeah. At least the very least I could do is shower you with abuse.
Well, speaking of showers, wait till you make your tape, buddy. You're dead. Well, thanks for the advice, and I really appreciate it, you smack put up.
Yeah, good night, Paul.
Good night. Make us tell you something about that guy. This is it. I can't get a decent survey happening here. That's it. One more. All right? That's it. This is a random puppy here. This is a random puppy. I'm just going to talk to anybody that cares. Anybody that cares.
Hello?
Hello. Do you care? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Kim.
Jim?
Kim.
Oh, Kim. I'm sorry. Kim, I had a really quick question for you. Sorry to bother you at this hour.
Okay.
All right. I had to ask you, for a telephone line, do you prefer picture phone or cinema phone? Both relating to movies now.
Hang on a second.
All right, I'm hanging on.
Relating
to movies. No. Oh boy, they're gonna get. Hello there.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Greg.
Now it's Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, how are you? Do you go to movies a lot?
Every so often, yeah.
All right. Now, if you were to call a telephone entertainment line based on movies, would you like to be called picture phone or cinema phone?
I think cinema.
Oh, you think cinema, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why not picture phone? Does it sound like a failed experiment from the phone company?
Cinema's just, I think, more catching.
More catching. Well, all right. Well, I thank you for your advice. And anytime you'd like to call us up at 761-3330, feel free to do so.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I love you. All right. One more. This is it. One more time. And, you know, I'm only doing this. I'm only filling because I have nothing else happening on the show this week. So I want you to know I have nothing.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Dawn Alexander.
Oh, is Michael in?
Not yet. He should be here shortly.
Well, I have a question for you anyway. You know how he's been calling these phone lines, right?
What?
You know how he's been calling these phone lines, right?
I didn't know much about what he does.
All right. Well, I just wanted to know if you prefer picture phone or cinema phone.
Neither. I prefer a phone that no one can see me.
All right. Well, that's a good answer. Sounds good to me.
I used to be a telephone operator, and I can do an awful lot with a voice.
Is that right?
If someone calls me when I'm right in the shower or something like that, I would be terribly embarrassed.
So that you don't like picture phone?
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your advice, and I'll call Mike back later.
Who is this?
This is Paul. This is Paul Mack here.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember me?
He did say something about you having a strange sense of humor.
Yeah, well, I do have a strange sense of humor. And a
you
funny...
do, so does he.
And a strange reflection in the mirror, too.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's what... Thank goodness this isn't real picture phone, right?
I wouldn't know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Picture phone, a failed experiment from the phone company. Even Michael's own mother liked cinema phone. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I guess I'm right after all. Picture phone works for me. Thank you. And now on with this. The opinions about to be expressed on Orson's Corner in no way represent those of Picture Phone, and is just a lame attempt to let dead people review movies they really cannot see.
Orson Welles. Welcome. I'm Orson Welles, and this is the Director's Chair, where each week I'll take a young, current director in Hollywood and pick him apart, limb for limb,
Orson.
Tearing the flesh, Orson. The black flesh from his Martian bones, the
Orson.
Birds,
Orson.
Tearing at the black Martian's flesh,
Orson.
Tearing and tearing until it's...
Like the number.
Every week.
Like the number. 761-3330.
761-3330.
No questions.
Picture phone.
Yeah. Say it again.
Is
no questions.
3330.
No questions. Damn. Forget
today,
it.
I'm going to review
forget
David
it.
Lynch's
yeah.
Wild at Heart.
Haven't even lived to see it. What are you talking about?
It should have been called David Lynch's Big Fat Fart. Because that's what it smelt like. A seething, raw, heated fart coming from the anus of all that is inhumane. David Lynch has put together a potpourri of pornographic images mixed with the most crude and nubile, horrific, bloodthirsty, blood-quenching bullshit. This man cannot direct. This man should give it up. I'd like to introduce my assistant with his counterpoint on my review, Barney Fife.
That's not you, idiot. I'm not Barney Fife. I stopped playing that role about 25 years ago.
What do you think of David Lynch's I Cut a Fart?
David Lynch's I Cut a Fart. What do you say? Wait, stop knocking a good picture when you see
stinker.
One.
It was a stinker.
Coming out on Laserdisc this month, and I want to tell you, it's going to be quite a
don't
scam.
Don't buy it.
Anyway, let me just say this. Lynch himself, oh, he's a fine individual for a guy his height, and, you know, he's not bad considering the way he does his hair, and he does his eyes pretty good, and I like the way he wears
what
his
what about his technique?
Oh, his technique. I'm glad you asked. Well, let me just say this. Well, Orson Welles, he's made an excellent film here in Wild at Heart. Let me just say this. There was a gal in there, a couple of babes in there. Laura Peaks? What's her name?
Laura Dern.
Yeah, Laura. Well, a couple
should
of...
be ashamed of her pornographic appearance.
Speaking of Laura Dern, a couple of nice... Well, let me just say this. She's quite something else with
I
those...
never would have had Agnes Moorehead take off her clothes in the Magnificent Ambersons.
Now, wait a minute, Orson, baby. This is the 90s, okay? You gotta realize that you've been dead for about
shut
five
up.
Or 6 years. You've been out of touch
your
with the situation.
Your counterpoint is over.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm sitting on you. Barney can't speak right now, nor can he move. Be with me next week when I review Kevin Costner's directorial debut of Dances with Wolves. What a freaky concept. Is Wolves a gay gang or something? You're worthless.
Ridiculous.
I am Orson's so catch my rap. A bitchin' babe sits in my lap. And what do you know and what do you think? David Lynch's new film is dog crap. I can't get this film out of my head. I'd rather eat putrid dog flesh instead. And golly gosh, oh golly gee, I think Lynch's career took a pee. The end.
Oh good, I'm glad that's so. That was wonderful. Orson's Corner, you got it. You've got a permanent spot. I mean, we love to give work to the dead, you know, over here at Cinema Phone. Oh, my gosh, what am I doing? I'm really blowing it here, folks. No, it's Picture Phone at 761-3330. And for those of you who just called in, no, this is not a nightmare. Paul Mack is back, and he's on track here at 761-3330. But, of course, you know the number you called. Why do I have to keep repeating myself? Anyway, you know, every other week, we'll be hosting a show here. Picture Phone will be hosted by, rather, Mr. William Wilde. Now, those will be the week tapes, every other week tape. That is, Mr. Wilde will host Picture Phone, and for you guys and gals to hear in a little bit of a variety. He's a much older man, and he's got a deep, sexy voice, you know, unlike my high, you know, pugnative voice here. Pugnative? That's a new word, pugnative. Okay, you figure that out. Okay, it's like schmuck pudding, but with a P. Yeah. Anyway, so let me just tell you, whenever William wants to really score big, you know, he does a song, a phone song, but of course, you know, he was out of town when I did I Want to Be a Line Host, that fine rendition, heard at the beginning of the tape, and when I did that, I actually won the Artie Award for Best Song, the 5th Annual Arties, but of course, you know, William's not around, and whenever he does a song, he shines, babe, let me tell you that, but he can't be on this tape, because he just, I mean, I wouldn't allow it to be, what's the music starting? Where is he? No, don't ruin my... William, no, come on, don't do this to me, William! All right, make it about me.
Back in 1963, when the sun shone brightly on a TNT,
get my Ray-Bans.
Records have sworn that Paul Mack was born and did a show for all the doctors in maternity.
Wow, 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 wow.
Have a pain, he's back again.
Ooh, that hurt.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Mack's back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
Oh, wait, that's me and you, not you and me.
I'm told in 1974 that Paul's first film left people wanting more.
Oh, no, bored.
By 1980, he had found Ulfays, and then Dan showed him what the phone was for.
I showed him.
Got a pain, he's back again. Maybe this guy is really insane.
Back,
you see at 33:30, he's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
Me and you, get it straight, Pop.
Then in 1983, the movie Line took its place in phone history.
I dumped
he
it.
He started out rough, but did a pile of good stuff. Steam. At 761-3330.
Moist.
Got a pain, he's back again.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy is really insane.
Where about it?
Back, you see, at 33:30. Yeah. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
That's you and me and you. You and us.
Then in 1985, the movie Line left and William Wilde arrived.
Sorry about that.
By 86, there was a whole new mix.
Yeah.
With CinemaScoop tapes about the latest flick.
Wonderful.
Now I've got a pain,
yeah.
He's back again.
Everybody.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Back, you see, at 33:30, he's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
That's me and you, everybody, sing it like me.
Then in 1987, Paul Mack said goodbye, he sent the line to heaven. The line was good and it didn't send, so like the South, Paul's mouth is gonna rise. And now I've got a pain.
Call a doctor.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Max back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
Wonderful! Thank you.
I've got a pain. He's back again.
Call my doctor.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Max back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
And you.
And you. You and me.
It's Paul. This is the infamous Jeff Burbank. I think I know who you are. You're the guy that has your name on, like, all those big trucks.
Welcome back to the phone world. The intelligence of the caller certainly hasn't changed, I'll tell you that. Comparing my ego with a Mack truck? Yeah, it ain't that big, I'm gonna tell you that. Hey, anyway, hey, let me give you the the rundown here in the schedule. Every Sunday through Thursday, you can hear Picture Phone recordings, and we'll be changing our tapes weekly. And every other week, the week tape will be presented by Mr. William Wilde, his version of Picture Phone. Who knows what the heck goes? But this particular tape, the premiere of Picture Phone, will run for 2 weeks. And every Friday and Saturday is your chance to go out and see movies and leave your input right here and to be considered for playback on our Picture Phone tapes. The brand new William Wilde Picture Phone tape will be presented on June 16th, so give us a call and do your thing right here on the Scamitable Paul Mack Movie Line, Picture Phone, presented by the moviegoers of Southern California. Thanks for calling, and now this tape will repeat momentarily. God help us.
Don't you know no one here gets out alive? Yuck, yuck.
You know what Confucius say about that, don't you? Confucius say, cool it. I can't wait.